It's that time of year. Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest is back for its 13th year, running from May 3rd to May 5th. Over 500 players will take to the ice for the two-day event. An amazing draft party featuring tons of NHL alumni for the largest on-ice hockey charity event in North America. So let's find out who are the first five alumni. Let's head to the news conference.
All set to go here. We're working up. Everyone hears me okay? All right, perfect. Thank you all so much for coming here today to the Scotiabank Pond. We have some very exciting news for you as we will unveil five former NHL players that you will have the opportunity to be on the ice with again this year at our Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest. But the real entertainment, well, that's the guy who's going to come out and announce those five former NHL players. So I won't waste your time. Here is the big guy, our commissioner, Gord Stout.
Thanks very much, Matt, and once again, it is exciting to be back yet another year as the commissioner of this great tournament. Of course, a lot of people concerned, will the announcement of my first five draft picks all be from Belleville? No, I can assure you, that's not the case. Decades have gone by, and my acumen's a lot better, and here we go with the first five that will be playing in the tournament. And how about this one? Number 27. You see it hanging from the rafters at Air Canada Centre. It's the big M and the one and only all-time great Leaf captain, Daryl Sittler. Please don't fight. Remember that around the table? Please don't fight with your brother. Please don't do that. Well, this guy, it didn't matter. Whatever it took to play in the NHL, he did it, including dropping the gloves at one point with brother Keith. How about Wayne Primo? This guy surprised me last year, showing up, hadn't seen him for a while. You remember the Pat Quinn era, and a guy named Nick Antropov, a first-round pick of the Leafs that always played well and was a part of those teams for so many years? Well, yes, he's back, and he's going to be a part and a big presence and a tall presence in the Baycrest tournament, Nick Antropov. They call him the Cruiser. Wayne Gretzky insisted that he go, at least he tells the story, that he go on the trade from Edmonton to Los Angeles along with Gretzky and Marty McSorley. We call him Cruiser. He doesn't cruise. He'll give it to you. A tall, big presence in the Baycrest tournament, former Leaf as well, Mike Krushelnicki. And last but not least, you talk about characters, you want to have a lot of fun, this guy will bring it. He also scored 60 goals in one NHL season with the Washington Capitals. How many guys have done that? Doesn't look like a hockey player. Looks like, what, a nightclub comic or something like that. But he'll give you lots of comedy and lots of great action on the ice. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dennis Maroon. And that is it, the first press conference of the great players that will be playing in the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's in support of Baycrest. I will be back as Commissioner Gord Stellick with future press conferences. Right now, I'll throw it out to the floor. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen, of the media?
It's back in studio, Gord Stellick doing another bang-up job. So
we're going to cut away before the hard-hitting questions that Gord will face.
We'll be running them later on in the show, the really important ones. We
tiebreakers, point totals,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Eligible and ineligible players.
All the big stuff.
Who can get off work and who can't.
Sure.
Okay.
Josh Cooper joins us in studio, CEO of Baycrest. Congratulations, obviously. Another big event is scheduled and such an important thing to make sure there are people that need your help and that you're there to do it for them.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here and looking forward to our 13th fantastic year of the Scotiabank Pro-Am for Alzheimer's.
The draft party's been so fun, hasn't it? I've attended a few of these. I've emceed a few of these. May 3rd, I know you got Steam Whistle involved. That's so disappointing. Steam Whistle's a great sponsor for anything, and it'll make for a really, really fun night. But tell folks out there who've never been to a draft party what the experience is like, because I know guys that have gone, and I've been part of teams that have drafted, and it's a really cool feeling when you go up on stage and you pick your player, isn't it?
Yeah, and the way we run the draft is by the teams and how much each team fundraises. And as you said, it's a terrible night with lots of beer and food, and it's a lot of fun. It's probably the highlight of the tournament, and guys haven't even stepped on the ice yet. And you're there with your whole team, and based on how much you fundraised is your draft order. And you get to hang around and meet all the alumni that you grew up watching and that you still now are going to get to play with over the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find that the time that you have is so unbelievable that you will come back on a regular basis. It's something that you talk about. And when you talk about it, people that you talk about it to want to join you.
Oh, it's an incredible experience. I mean, not just the draft party, obviously, but to be able to actually put on a pair of skates and all your equipment and get out on the ice and lace them up and have three games with one of your old hockey heroes. It could be someone, as you heard, Nick Antropov is already in, Daryl Sittler. So we cover really a wide range of ages for everyone who grew up at different stages. And we had guys in the tournament last year as young as 20. And we've got people playing in there who are as much as 70. And they all get to play with the hockey heroes that they grew up watching.
You get to, and the best part about it is you get to play hockey and you're raising money for an absolutely amazing cause.
Absolutely. And it's, the tournament now in its 13th year, we've raised over $32 million to support Baycrest Health Sciences. The event supports Baycrest and raises much needed funds for research, care, and innovation in the fields of Alzheimer's and other dementias and also brain health and aging. So the funds get to use right away, right here in Toronto, and make an impact all over the world.
A few years ago, when I was emceeing, Mark Howe showed up, and Gordy was still alive then, but Gordy wasn't well enough to come. But I know to that whole Howe family and Mark's kids, Marty's kids, it meant so much that there was something of this, you know, magnitude. And I know it happens in other cities, but it's nowhere bigger than Toronto. It's nowhere where you get more alumni from the NHL. And obviously you got a great base of players that live here, but a lot of guys come in and travel. They're happy to fly in. They're happy to come from. Thomas Caberlet came last year all the way back from Europe. Boreas Salming's done it a bunch of times. You've always had big names show up, and this year's no different.
Yeah, this year, once again, we're going to have a fantastic roster. You heard five names today. And if the three of you guys can keep a secret, I'll let you know. We've got a rookie who's also coming in now who was a first-round draft pick many years ago. But it's going to be the first year for Rafi Torres who's going to be joining us.
And, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got some, but keep that to yourself.
I think we can.
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah. Please. We have 30 or 40 listeners we'll make them promise not to tell anybody either.
Perfect. Yeah. And the roster is fantastic. And, you know, it's nice because after 13 years, we're still in a growth period, so we'll be able to bring back everyone's favorite alumni that played last year, and because we're going to have more teams this year, we can bring in a bunch of new guys.
Rafi feels like that's the Commissioner Stelic that was not aware of this. This slid under the radar for him. He may need to go over some papers and do some testing and approve this.
He's going to sign as a free agent. He won't be drafted. He'll
I like the idea there could be just a little bit of controversy for Commissioner Stelic this year. I like that concept.
And all you have to do to register and get started today is at baycrestproam.ca. And the hashtag, if you're on social media, let's hashtag stick it to the number 2, Alz, capital A-L-Z. Josh Cooper, best of luck. Lots of money to come in. People to donate because they can do that as well. And much luck and success in conquering this with what you're doing.
And I should say a Fan 590 team that probably is going to be pretty easy to beat this year.
Yes.
We were tougher last year. I don't know that we're going to be as deep as we were last year. Too many ringers were brought in from other elements of the radio station.
Unfortunately, so. I'm going to skip this
one.
You
coach?
After bouncing
some
my
guys
head off
Mike
the
Babcock
ice.
Mike Babcock is a better coach than player. Yeah. You're the same.
Tell me more about the Baycrest Golf Tournament, Josh. We'll talk about that off the
Josh, best of luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. And obviously, we'll keep you up on the press conferences as they come in.